Good afternoon, his church family. Hopefully this is coming through. We've had some slow internet the past few moments here, but I think it's working. So I'm going to give this a few moments for some people to jump on today. My wife and I currently just got done setting up the water baptismal tank for this coming Sunday. I'm excited for this coming Sunday, for Water Baptism Sunday. Also, we're going to be starting a new series of messages. I don't know how long they're going to be. It could be 2 weeks, could be 3 weeks, could be 4 weeks. I don't know. But we're going to be starting a new series this coming Sunday on a chain reaction. And then at the end of service, we're going to be having water baptism, and I'm looking forward to that. I think we have 4 or 5 people signed up for water baptism, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. It's always an awesome time to see people take that next step, to make that decision after they follow Christ to be water baptized. And I'm looking forward to seeing those that are doing that on Sunday. Rebecca, good to see you on. Rick and Sarah Holmes, I think that, yes, Rick and Sarah Holmes, good to see you on. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope the camp is doing well. I don't know if you've had winter retreat yet or you're getting ready for winter retreat, but I'm pretty sure I saw something in regards to winter retreat back a week or so ago on social media, I think. But as people are jumping on, let me know where you're watching from, that you're watching. It's always nice to see those from different places all around the world that are watching live streams on our Facebook page. I hope everybody is having an awesome Tuesday. Just a couple announcements that I have before we get going. For the month of March, we will not be doing service on the first Wednesday night of the month. We're going to be doing it on the second Wednesday night of the month. So I just want to get that out to you so you can plan for that. So if you show up the first Wednesday night of the month, you're going to be here by yourself and maybe with others that forgot the announcement. So it's not the first Wednesday night of the month. It's the second Wednesday night of the month, just for the month of March. And then we'll get back to the first Wednesday night of every month starting in April. But I'm looking forward to that. And then also, you can check our bulletin board out. I just had a bunch of flyers made for every event that we have or special speaker from now until June. We're ahead of the game. So we're going to start advertising stuff on social media, on the screen on Sundays when you first get here, also on the bulletin board. So there's really no excuse not to know what's going on. This, you know, you should be able to know what's going on by checking all the advertisements. Autumn gets everything out there on social media for us. So between Facebook and the announcements on Sunday, the screen, the bulletin board, there's no way you can miss what's going on here at His Church. So check out the bulletin board. Pay attention to social media if you follow that. And we got a bunch of announcements on the event bulletin board, news and event bulletin board in the lobby. Also, we have our missions board. You can check that out for other missions opportunities and things like that. But it's great to see everybody jumping on this afternoon. I'm going to talk about for the next couple Tuesdays and Thursdays as we do this. It's kind of, if I had to label it, I think I would label it as relationships or community in the church, because I think it's very important that we come to the realization that we should not be alone on this walk with God. We should be with other people, around other people, people to encourage us and support us. It's very important who you have in your circle. It's very important who you have or who you're looking up to, or who you're getting advice from. Because I'll be honest with you, not everybody sitting in church or in a chair on Sunday morning should you be getting advice from. Not everybody that comes on Wednesday night should you be getting advice from. We need to use wisdom and discernment and be led by the Holy Spirit. And I believe God will show us people that we can connect with. Just because somebody attends church on Sunday does not mean it's somebody that you should be connecting with or seeking counsel from or getting advice from. You need to make sure you're using wisdom and discernment. Look, even as the pastor, if the Holy Spirit puts discernment in me and says, you know what, you probably shouldn't be connecting with this person at this moment. And you know what? I yield to that. If there's a check in my spirit, I don't share all my personal stuff with everybody in the church, because I walk by discernment. I walk being led by the Holy Spirit. And it's very important that you learn to do so, because I posted on Facebook. I want to read this really quick for those that are watching right now. There's something the Lord spoke to me the other night. And I posted it on Facebook, and I don't want to misread it, so I'm going to go back and read it again. It is, if I can find it here, I know I posted it on here, right here. A lot of people don't realize that just because we're called to love everybody doesn't mean we're called to be connected to everybody. It doesn't mean we're called to associate with everybody. And this is what I posted. This is what the Lord spoke to me when I was in my basement the other night. And I posted this: just because we're called to love everyone does not mean that you are called to give toxic people access to your life. You can love people and protect yourself and your family at the same time. Too many people don't understand this. And because of this, they're allowing toxic people to intoxicate them. And this is just something I felt like the Lord put in my spirit, because too many people are being intoxicated by toxic people under the name of loving everybody. You can love everybody and not be necessarily connected and associate with them all the time. Not everybody needs to know your personal business. And I think sometimes the enemy tries to get us to believe this lie that in order to love everybody, we have to pour ourselves out to everybody and allow everybody access to our life, allow everybody access to our family. And that is not true. But the enemy wants you to believe that, because the enemy wants to get you to a place where you're allowing toxic people to intoxicate you. Look, it's okay to have people that are toxic that you pray for and that you encourage and that you try to strengthen and breathe and speak life into them. But at the same time, you don't have to allow toxic people to have complete access to your life. I believe, even as the pastor, there's a place for boundaries. I believe that not every person that I come encounter with needs to have access to my life. I'll pray for them. I'll believe God for them. I believe in the miraculous for them. I'll continue to pray that God transforms their life and that God reaches them. I'll continue to preach the word, preach the truth, and teach the truth and teach the word and do what God has called me to do. But I'm also going to have boundaries from toxic people to protect myself and my family. And I believe that's important as you continue to live for God, is to protect yourself from toxic people. You can love them and not give them access to your life. And some people don't like this, and some people don't believe in this and think because you're a Christian, you have to allow every person and everybody and every toxic situation into your life because, oh, that's the godly thing to do. No, at the end of the day, the most godly thing that I can do is protect me and my family and my household from toxic people. And you can try to argue with me with that all day, and it will never work, and it will never be successful. There's just some people that I don't believe you're allowed or you need to allow into your life and give access to your life. Anyway, that wasn't planned for me to say, but you all know me, and it just that happens sometimes. I believe some people wouldn't go down some of the roads that they go down if they didn't allow some of these toxic people into their life. Allowing toxic people to come in and control them and destroy them and manipulate them. At some point, the best thing you can do for people is pray for them. At some point, there's some people that you don't have to allow into your life, but you can continue to pray for them. There's been people that I've encountered through almost 10 years of ministry that I had to do this with, wipe my hands clean, and just continue to pray for them. Because there's literally some people out there that are just people that want to argue with you. They want you to chase them. They want to burn. The enemy wants to use them to burn you out, to destroy you, to drain you. They're not people that really want to change. They're not people that are really wanting encouragement or advice. They're just a distraction. Look, and if that's all you take from today's live stream, that's fine. But it's truth. You need to walk in discernment and you must use wisdom. Just letting everybody have access to your life is not being wise. It's not wise. So, amen. So today I want to talk about relationships and how we need godly people in our lives and how we must be connected to godly people, people who are helping us, encouraging us, and strengthening us. And you need to be that type of person to somebody else. If we read Colossians, I don't know if these are going to show up on the screen very well, but I'm going to put them up anyway. If you read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7, it says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness." I'm going to read that again. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Some translations, if you look at other translations, maybe you have another translation, there's different translations that use the phrase "to walk in Him," to continue to walk in Him. This one that we read in the NIV says to continue to live your lives in Him, but there are some translations that use the term "to walk in Him." There's many places in the Bible that often compares life to a walk. Why? Because you don't just sit still in life. You don't just sit still in life. You're constantly going. One way or another, you're constantly going. We are on a journey. And I believe that one of the best ways to walk this journey is to have godly people in your circle, the right people in your circle. This goes along with what I said in the beginning of this, using wisdom and discernment, because you need the right people in your circle. I've said it before. Look, if you're trying to grow, you need to be around people that are where you want to be. Let me say that again. If you want to grow, you need to be around people that are where you want to be in your relationship with Christ. If you want your prayer life to get stronger, get around people who know how to pray. If you want your Bible study and understanding to get stronger, get around those that have wisdom and knowledge in the scriptures and the things of God. If we want to be strong, we can't just be around people that are weak. I feel like this is common sense, but we live in a world today where common sense has gone right down the drain, especially in the church today. Look, if you want to get away from gossiping, get away from people that gossip. If you want to stop being negative, stop being around people that are negative. If we want to progress, we need to be around other people that are progressing in their relationship with God. Throughout the New Testament, we're told to walk in wisdom, in love, in light, in obedience, and in the Spirit. One of the key ways that God tells us to live and walk is this: you are never meant to walk through life by yourself. Let me say this again. You were never meant to walk through life by yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I have not had to walk through life by myself. I would not be where I am today in my relationship with the Lord, I would not be where I am today with my family. I would not be where I am today with ministry if I had to walk this walk by myself. We need people. You must find community in your spiritual family. Let me say that again. You must find community in your spiritual family. You must find godly community in your spiritual family. Now, I'm not talking about cliques and groups here and groups there or getting a, I'm not talking about getting together with people of a community of gossip. I'm not talking about finding a community of negativity. I'm not talking about finding a community of woe is me or poverty mentality. I'm talking about a community that will lift you up, not keep you where you are. We need to find biblical sound community in your spiritual family, the body of Christ. If we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, it says this, "From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." As each part does its work. Pastor John, what's wrong with walking by yourself? What's wrong with walking by yourself? What's wrong with walking alone? Some of you might in the natural like to walk alone. You like to take walks. And maybe you're saying, well, I like walking alone, Pastor. Maybe you're saying, I prefer walking alone. Or I can go at my own pace. I can go at my own pace. I don't have to wait for anybody. See the problem with this? I. Let me tell you what. This walk with Christ is not all about you. This walk of Christ with Christ is not all about me. I don't do things that all the time that it's not always about I. And maybe you're saying, I like to walk alone. I prefer walking alone. I can go at my own pace. I don't have to wait for anybody. But maybe you're called to help somebody. Maybe somebody's called to help you. I believe when you walk together, you're stronger. You may like walking alone, but you need others to walk with you through life. I don't care what anybody tells you. I believe every single person that says they prefer to be by themselves is lying. They're trying to be tough. They're trying to build this wall up. They're trying to act like they don't need anybody. But when they go to bed at night or when they're home by themselves, they wish they had people. But let me tell you this. You're as connected as you want to be. I know people that there's people that reach out to these people over and over and over and over with no response, with no feedback or anything like that. Look, you're as connected as you want to be. You can get connected in the family of God. You can find good godly relationships in the family of God, in the body of Christ. It can be done, but you can't always expect people to just come to you. You must put yourself out there as well. Look, I've been pastoring for almost 10 years now. And you don't know how many times I've heard people upset because so-and-so didn't make me feel welcomed in church, or that person didn't come up and say hi to me, or that person didn't come up to me and say this, or come up to me and do that. At the end of the day, I've actually come to the place where I've said to people, did you go to them? Did you go say hello to them? Did you go greet them? Did you go make them feel welcomed? So many times we want people to come to us, but when do we come to the place where it's like, you know what? I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be that person that not just wants relationships, but goes after relationships. I'm not going to sit around and wait for everybody to come to me. I'm going to go do my part in the kingdom of God, in the family of God, putting myself out there so I can become a part of the family, joined with the family, connected to the family, and find community in the family. If we just sit back and wait for everybody to come to us, you're going to be a lonely person. Now, yes, I believe that everybody needs to make everybody feel connected. Everybody needs to make everybody feel part of the community. But don't be offended if somebody doesn't come to you. Maybe you need to go to them. Just food for thought. Let me give you a few reasons why you should have others in your life. I'm going to give you a couple reasons why you should have other people in your life. Number one, it's safer. Yes, that's what I said. It's safer. When you have to go through something hard or scary, and I'm sure some of you probably have in life, it feels a whole lot better and safer to have somebody walk with you, right? If you were in some big city somewhere and you had to walk down a dark alley in the middle of the night, how many know it's not very safe to do it by yourself, right? I think this is common sense. If I was in some place in the city and I had to walk down some dark alley in the middle of the night, you know, I'd probably feel a little more comfortable if I had somebody with me. Now, don't get me wrong, for all you spiritual people that are going to come back at me and say, well, Jesus is always with you. I understand Jesus is with me. I understand God is always with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. But he also works through people. And God places people in your life so you don't have to walk by yourself in this journey of faith. I know God's always with me, but I'm thankful that even though I know God's always with me, that there's people that are walking with me as well, that God uses. It's safer when you have other people with you. Somebody that's by themselves is a lot easier prey. What's it say in the Bible? The enemy goes around like a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour. I believe the ones that the enemy can devour are the ones that are disconnected. Because when an animal gets away from its pack, it's an easier target. It's an easier prey. But when you stay within the community and you stay connected to the things of God and the family of God, I believe we're better together and we're stronger together. But when you're by yourself and you're disconnected, I believe you're easy prey and an easy target for the enemy to attack you and have victory. But when you're around people, around godly people that are encouraging through the storm, that are helping you, that are helping strengthen you and guide you, I believe some of us wouldn't end up where we've ended up if we would have been connected to the family of God and godly people. It's important. It's safer. Not only is it safer, but number two, I believe it's supportive. It's supportive. The only way you're going to finish the race well and not burn out is by having other people involved in your life. Having the right people involved in your life. I mentioned it Sunday. I've heard the phrase before. Number one, you become who you hang out with. And number two, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Look, if you want to progress in your relationship with the Lord and you want to finish this race and you want to finish the race well, then you need to have the right people involved in your life. If you want to finish this race well and you don't hang around or spend time with anybody in the faith, I guarantee you're going to have a hard time finishing this race. If you want to finish this race well and you want to be victorious in everything that you go through, then you need to be around people that believe that you're going to be victorious. You need to be around people that believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You need to be around people that believe that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Anybody who doesn't believe these things are people that you should not be around. Well, Pastor, Jesus was around sinners and Jesus was around people that didn't believe and look, Jesus was strong enough to. Jesus was strong enough to. And if you're not strong enough to, then you should not be around those kinds of people. Look, if you struggle with alcohol and you're not strong enough, you should not be around people that are alcoholics. If you're somebody that struggles with negativity, you should not be around people that are negative. If you're somebody that struggles with gossip, you should not be around people that gossip. You must be strong enough to be around those types of people. If you can be around somebody all the time and you know for sure that, man, I can be around them and I'm not going to allow them to bring me down and I'm going to still continue to strive my relationship with God, whatever. But if you can't honestly say that, what are those people doing having all kinds of access to your life? It's scary. It's unwise. It's foolish. The only way you're going to finish the race well and not burn out is by having other people involved in your life, but godly people, the right people. Not only is it safer, not only is it supportive, but it's smarter. Look, we need to start being smarter in the family of God. We need to start using more wisdom and knowledge. And if we lack wisdom, man, I'm thankful that the word says that I can ask him for wisdom. And he'll give me wisdom generously without finding fault. You need wisdom, he'll give you wisdom. He will give you knowledge. Because it's smarter to have people, godly people in your life. Why? You learn more walking with others than you do by yourself. How can you learn if you only see what you know? If you only have your understanding, if you only have your perspective, if you only have your insight, you learn more by walking with other people than you do by walking by yourself. Where can we see something like this? Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says, "Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool." Wow. Ouch. "Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool." In other words, if you're the only one, ready? Catch this now. If you're the only one who thinks something and nobody agrees with you, you may be walking in the wrong direction. You may be walking in the wrong direction. What do I mean by this? If you think something's right and you got a whole bunch of godly people, catch this now, godly people, people that have discernment and walk by the Holy Spirit, and they're all the same way trying to discourage you from what you're thinking, probably they're trying to open your eyes and God's using them to try to open your eyes that you're headed in the wrong direction. I don't know how many people that I've come across through the ministry, and so many people, not just me as the pastor, so many people in the church have been like, you got to be careful of this. You probably shouldn't do this. This is not right. This is not the way you should go. And they disregarded every biblical knowledge and wisdom that they got from godly people. But in the end, they came back to realize that they were headed in the wrong direction. If we just sometimes would listen and be smarter and listen to godly people and godly counsel. That's why it's important to have godly people in your life. Godly people will tell you when you are probably headed in the wrong direction. Godly people will tell you when you're not going the way you should. And that's why some people don't want godly people in their life. That's why some people that sit in church every week do not want godly people in their life. They don't want to be around godly people. They don't want to spend time with godly people. Why? Because godly people will encourage, correct, and give them wisdom and knowledge that they probably don't want to receive. They don't want to know that this is wrong. They don't want to know they shouldn't be doing this. They don't want to know that they shouldn't be doing that. So they stay only hanging around people that support what they're doing and never encourage them otherwise. It's foolish. It's dangerous. When you walk alone, you don't have anyone making sure that you're on the right path. Anybody ever been through a walk in the woods and you started getting nervous because you forgot what way you were going? I've been there before. And you know what? I've been in situations where it's been by myself. And I didn't like the feeling. But let me tell you this. When you're in the woods, walking through the woods, hunting or anything like that, and you might lose your direction, man, it's a whole lot more peaceful when you got somebody else right there with you. Let me tell you what. Because you're not by yourself. You might still want to find the right way. You want to still find the right way. You still want to get out of that situation. You still want to remember where you're going. But it's a lot more peaceful when you're not alone and you have somebody else there with you. I don't want to get lost, but if I'm in the woods and I'm hunting and I get lost, being lost is not so scary when somebody else is with you. It's a lot more peaceful when you don't have to walk through that type of situation by yourself. And let me tell you this, We're gonna walk through different types of situations, different people in the family of God, different people in the church. We're gonna walk through even your own life. You've walked through different types of situations, maybe dark situations, scary situations, uncertain situations. Look, we live in a world right now that's I don't believe it's scary. I'm not scared, I'm not fearful, because I know in whom I believe. My hope is in the risen King, the Savior, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. I'm not scared, but we also live in uncertain times. We don't know sometimes from one day to the next what's gonna happen. And maybe you're in a situation where it seems dark. Maybe it seems scary. Maybe it seems uncertain. But let me tell you this. Yes, you have God. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But he uses people. And it's a whole lot better walking through these times knowing that you have a community in the family of God. That you don't have to walk through it by yourself. You've got to have other people in your life to help you grow into the person God has made you to be. You have to. You have to have other people in your life. Life is about relationships. God wants you to have, number one, a relationship with Him. He wants you to have a relationship with Him. He also wants you to have a relationship with godly people. God uses people. But I'm going to go back to what I said. You need to use wisdom and discernment on who those people are. And I know it's something people don't like to hear, and I said it when we started this video, and it's kind of sad. But at the same time, there's people that sit in church every Sunday that are not people that you should be allowing to influence you. That you should be allowing to give you counsel or to give you wisdom. Just because they go to church doesn't mean they're godly. Let me say that again. Just because they go to church doesn't mean they're godly. There's people that go to church on Sunday morning for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, however long they have service. And then Monday through Saturday could care less about the things of God. Use wisdom on the relationships you place into your life and the relationships that come into your life. How do we do this? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment, to give you knowledge, to give you wisdom on the right relationships that He would have you bring into your life. Look, I only got a handful. I got a handful of people that I know that no matter what I'm going through, whatever's going on, that God has placed these certain people in my life that I can go to them with anything and it stays with them. I can go to them if I'm going through a difficult time, a hard time, and even to rejoice with the good times. And my circle might be small, but it's because I've used discernment and wisdom on who God wants me to have in my life. It's very important. If you're just jumping on right now, I want to encourage you to go back when this is over and watch from the beginning. If you're just jumping on now, what's up, Ethan? Good to see you on. I encourage you, if you're just jumping on, please go back and watch this from the beginning later on today, if you're after work or whenever you can. It'll be on YouTube as well in our podcast platforms. But leave with this message today. You need godly people in your life, godly relationships in your life. And you need to be that type of person to somebody else as well. Amen. I don't know how long I've been, but it doesn't matter. I'm already prepared as well for this coming Thursday's live stream. So today we talked about how we need godly relationships. We need each other. And Thursday I'm going to be talking about who is watching out for you? Who's watching out for you? So be thinking about that. as we get together this coming Thursday at noontime as well. I'm looking forward to it. I know what I'm not looking forward to is after this video going home and having to take my wife to the DMV. I don't like the DMV. Sometimes it takes forever. But she's got to update her driver's license, so we got to do it. They offer you to be able to do it online, but you can't change your address online. So you got to go in person. So I hope everybody has an awesome rest of their day. I don't know who else is on here. I saw some other people on. Amen. So be watching Facebook, be watching social media for upcoming announcements, events, things like that. Check the bulletin board on Sunday, the screen on the TV on Sundays as well. This will be uploaded to our YouTube channel and our podcast platforms, possibly by the end of the day if I get to it. I got a lot of stuff going on this week with different events and stuff happening through the month of March. I'm looking forward to our Good Friday service this year. This will be the first time we've ever done a Good Friday service. Easter is on the 31st of March this coming year. Or this year, not this coming year, this year. It's in March the 31st, and we're going to be having a Good Friday service on March 29th, and we're going to be combining with the River Church in Conway, New Hampshire. I got some people from that church that are going to be doing different things in the service as well. So this is the first one we've ever done, and I believe it's going to be a great time. We're going to have worship and a little message and communion and special music and things like that, and I'm just looking forward to coming together and having that Good Friday service. So be in prayer for that. Be in prayer for all of the events and things that take place here at his church, different services that are coming up, special speakers that are going to be coming in. And I know that God is going to continue to move. We've been having awesome services since the beginning of 2024. And I believe it's only the beginning. And I believe great things have yet to come. And I believe what we've seen is going to continue to get better and better and better as we continue to strive for more of Him. Amen. So God bless. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. And I will be back on again Thursday at noontime as we continue talking about relationships. Amen. God bless.